Okay. Moving on to the second shir in Hilchos Libun. We're going to deal with a couple of side dinim over here that are halacha lamaisa. The first one we're dealing with over here in halacha gimel is the idea over here in Shin Beis Gimel of folding clothing or slash your talis on Shabbos. And the sugi over here starts with a Mishnah slash Gemara on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph in Masechet Shabbos. Daf Kuf Yud Gimel over here, the Mishnah writes, second Mishnah on the page, Mekaplin at the Kalim Afila Arba B'Chamisha Pamim. You're allowed to fold your clothing even 4 to 5 times on Shabbos. He goes on and says, Umatzina Tamitim Lil Shabbos L'Shabbos. You're allowed to make your beds from Friday night to Shabbos morning. Avalolo Shabbos and Lamotzi Shabbos. They'll make your bed in order that it should be made so you can sleep in a Motzi Shabbos. That would be usur to do. Okay, the Gemara then goes on and explains the first din of our din over here, who says it's mutter to fold clothing on Shabbos. Amru debay Rabbiyane. Lo Shonos Alayk, just like we had in the last year, that we had different categories and different conditions, so too over here. Lo Shonu Ela Ba'adam Echad. Over here, over there was Lakula, over here it's Lachumna. The only time we're going to say it's mutter to fold your clothing, Lo Shonu Ela Ba'adam Echad. That's if you have one person doing it. Ablashnei Abnei Adam Lo. Even if you have one person, only by new clothing is it going to be mutter. It's only mutter by white new clothing. If it's colored clothing, lo. The fourth condition, only if you don't have another baguette to wear, then you can fold it. But if you do not have another beggar to wear on Shabbos, then it would be mutter. So we have four conditions over here in order to, for one, to able to fold his clothes on Shabbos. Number one, it's one person not doing it and not two. The Mishnah Berurah points out in Yudalid that using a safsal, or for that matter, a bed or a counter or a table, is considered like two people. It's considered like two people. So only by one and not two people. Number two is by a new baguette, it's mutter, but not by an old baguette. Number three, by a white baguette, it's mutter, but not by a colored baguette. Right? We don't really understand nowadays the difference between folding white clothing or colored clothing, why there would be any chiluk between them. And the fourth requirement is if this is your only Shabbos garment to wear. If you have other garments to wear, go wear other clothing. Okay. What is the nature of the Isser of folding clothes on Shabbos? Why should this be Osir? What is the Havamina? All you're doing is folding clothing. So Rashi over here in Dibur Masel Bishnei writes, Bishnei b'nei adam k'mishe mekapli moton, when you fold them, mipashtin k'matein v'nir k'mitatin. You spread out its wrinkles, you undo the wrinkles, and it's like a tikkun. It's some type of tikkun beged, and this seems to be the Rashita of the Rambam in Kaf Beis, that it's some type of tikkun beged, you're getting rid of the wrinkles. However, Tosus over here in Dira Masl Mekaplin Kalim, he says, Mikan Lamadu da also le kapel talito chobe kineset. You can't fold your shul talises. The fishahim, sarach machar, because you're only going to use them the next day, seemingly. The Isser, according to Tosos, is a din of achana. It's not a din of tikkun beged. It's a din of something of achana, which would fit right into the next part of the Mishnah, which talks about making your bed on Shabbos. On Shabbos it's mutter, but to make it for Motzei Shabbos, it would be usur, seemingly, because of the achana problem. So, it seems to be, what? You want to say it's only going on the fourth tonight. I hear that, I could just say that the Aruch HaShulchan says it's Befeirush. The Aruch HaShulchan learns like I just said. I'm not saying that you're wrong. It could be that it's a different way of reading and that would make it much better because Tosfos doesn't make it so much into Halacha. It's not really brought down too much in Halacha. So that would make that a little better. But if you want to see Befeirush, in Os Then our Simon Shin Beis, he brings us down in Os Yud, I believe. Yeah. He brings in Os Yud. And Yud Aleph, he brings down that according to Tosfos, he also says the Ravid. I didn't see it's for sure the Ravid, but say it's a Dinan of Hachana. Okay. Mechol Mikra, it seems to be that this Isser of Kippur Begadim was that they had some special way of folding clothes back in the day, that Mamash was Metak in the Beged, made the Beged look very special. As the Doruch HaShulchan points out over here in Yud, it says over here, it says, Umevor the kolad varim umetam tikune kalim. The ainza kipul pashat. It's not just a stam folding your clothes. Ela kipul kemaisa umnus. Kemaisa kato a base yad. Shvarim shvarim glomer kmatin kmatin. Have a kipul pashat aim kpeda. But look, and that's what he brings down. We see bring down also once again, b'shem the kolbo. The kolbo brought down in the base Yosef says, the Kolbo over here. He brings the cut of a Kolbo. And see Gimel. The Achshav Shinogu Lekapel Kol Akelim Esher De Kippul Didan Lo Domi Lekippul Shalem. Our folding is not Doma to their Kippul. She paid them the old lefashet kumotam. They were very careful to unwrinkle the clothes every time they do it. It seems like they took a long time and really took out these wrinkles. Anichotachas a machbesh, but lo kenan achnamosim. That's not our way of folding clothes anymore. And therefore he says nowadays there's no real iser of kipo begotten. And the Hashulchan brings this down and he says that. And Os Yadali brings down that many people are makel for this opinion. You want to read the lashon of the Aruch HaShulchan inside. In Os Yud Beis, he says, "Bizmanenu yesh harbei shemekaplin talusenu b'shabes v'yishlomer desvirle de bekipol shalano leka shum tikun." There's no tikun. V'taima de tercholos svirle kadas Rashi v'losvirle. Why? Kadas Rashi Rambam v'ator HaShulchan Aruch. V'kach kol to b'kolbo, v'zeloshon, ha'v'yach sh'shanar l'kapo, kol ha'kemim, v'chulei, v'chulei. So therefore, there seems to be some type of minhag here in the time of the Aruch HaShulchan, that people were folding their taluses, seemingly somech on the sheet of the kolbo, that there's a difference between back in the day type of folding their clothing, between and now the way that we fold our clothing nowadays. However, even though the Beis Yosef brought down the sheet of the Kolbo, even though the Aruch HaShulchan writes down, and even though Reb Chaim Aman told me that that's the minhag of the Merakins, that there's so much on this Kolbo, not to worry about it, and they fold their clothing any way and each way they want to. Nevertheless, in Siv Gimel in the Shulchan Aruch, he passes not like the Kolbo. He says, Mekaplin kem v'shabbos, l'tzorach shabbos, l'losho bo b'yom, v'dafka b'adam echad, v'chadash n'lo nilchavsu. And if you're a choser, any of these tanayim, then it would be osir, seemingly passing meferish, not like the kobo, that there is still an iser of kipo begodim on Shabbos. The Mordechai, though, has a comment in Simen Shin Pei Ches. In Simen Shin Pei Ches in the Mordechai, he writes, it really starts already in the end of Shin Pei Zayin. He says like this. He brings Aval Yeshel Lahachivo Kotav Rav Yo. He says in the Shem of the Rav Yo Shema Minad Zalito Shehem Lavanim Shein Sarach Bekipol Baba Yom Achor Tzeit of Mekneses Lo Shna Chadashim Velo Shna Yishanim Asa LeKaplan Afilu Badam Echad. So you see over here before she's talking about also the Isser of doing the Talos and the Beis Knesses of Sarach Machar. He's also talking about the Isser of Achan over here, and he says over here, Hani Mile Beseder Kipulu Arisha. This is only when you're doing it like the Seder Kipulu, the normal way you normally do it on the creases. Aval Shalom Beseder Kipulu. If you'd fold them in the not normal way, not the way you normally do it. Nira de motor afilu bebeis bnei adam. V'chein yishlifso. We kind of the also l'nashin likvos alvim shabbos. Therefore, we see over here b'shem the Rav Yah. He's coming out with a tremendous chiddush on our sugya that the only time to fold your clothes is aser is if you do it in the normal way that you mamish are folding it on the kipul arishon. But if you're doing it not in the creases, you're folding the not normal way, that is not a tikkun to the begin anymore, and that would be mutter. And this, one second, we'll talk about that. It seems in this heter is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch, after bringing down the Isser, he says, V'yesh misha omer, dilakaplo l'shalo b'tzeder kipul arishon, mutter b'chol inyan. And over here, the Mechaber, even though he brings us down to B'Shem Yesh Misha Omer, and seemingly could say the same svar we said in the last year, that since not all the Rishonim say it, and no one else is Mechalik like this, you could say that other Rishonim are not Mechalik like the Rav Yos just said. Nevertheless, over here on this, he says, V'nirin Dvarav, the Mechaber, passes over here, after bringing down the Mechaber, says that these looks like his words are good as gold, you could rely on the words of the Mordechai, that if you're doing it, Shalok Seder Kipulo, this would be mutter. The Mishabura in Yotes also says, V'chein sosmo achronin ledina. There are sos in ledina that one can be somach on the Mordechai to fold it as long as it's not on his kipulo. Afterwards, though, he says, Mikol mokom, Mishirotza lahachmer al-atzlo shalol kapo klal badi adif. But if you want to be machmer, not to do any folding on Shabbos, not to fold your talis at all on Shabbos, that would badly be adif. The Mishnah Rabbi says, he brings down the shita of the Machasis HaShekel. However, seemingly after we have the Sheet of the Kobo, who threw out the whole Sugi Lugamri, and the Aruch HaShulchan said this is a major minhag, and the Moroccan's minhag is like this, right? And we have over here definitely the Mechaber to rely on, and the Stimas of the Chron to Bemegel. It seems like this is a very large Chumrah to take on, not to do any Kipul Bichlal. And that's why the Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa is Sosam Lagarmi Lahakal and Tesvav Memvav. Tesvav Memvav writes, Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa, Mutter Lekapel Kol Beged Shalo Bekipulo Hakodem. You're allowed to be Mekapel, any clothing, any Beged, as long as you don't do a Kipikulo Hakodem, and therefore he is Pasning Lekula. All this that we've talked about is not only by a talis. It's talking about any clothing that have creases. That means your suit pants. You want to hang them up in a hanger, fold them in another normal way. If you do it on the kipul arishon, it seems like one should be machmer. Therefore, if you want to fold your pants, if you're hanging up on the hook, that is not problematic. If you want to fold your pants in Shabbos, it seems like it's better not to do it directly on the kipul arishon. You have the kolbo, you have a shochan to rely on, but nevertheless, the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah seems to be machmer when you're doing an al kipulo rishon. Therefore, one should be machmer not to do such a thing. So that's what that thing. However, any garment that does not have creases in it, and I agree with the Mefurash and the Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa in the same place, he says, "Chein muter lekapel begadim she'ein kipulam nikar behem." Also, he says, if you're just folding clothing, stam, you're emptying up the laundry basket, and you're folding clothing, stam, then you don't also, if you're not makud on the kipula rishon, that also is mutter. So it seems to be, as it seems to be Allah l'maisa, when you're folding your talis on Shabbos, it is mutter to fold your Shabbos on it. So long as you're not makud to mamish, do it right on the kipulos. If you're just do it stam, you fold it quickly in a quick way. It seems like the Iker Isser was in the time of Chazal, in the time of the Gemara, that they had a special way of folding. And they were very machmed, they took their time, and they folded it perfectly on the right spot, and that was some type of tikkun to the beged to take out the wrinkles. But if you just stam do it, like most people just fold the towels quickly, even if it's going to get onto the kipul rishon, but you're not so machmed and you just do it in a quick way, then that would be mutter. If you want to be machmer, do a dafka, not on the kipul rishon, that would be even better. But if you're just doing stam in the quick way that normally people do it, it seems like definitely one has major room to be makel. The question is, the Marsham writes that if you do it in this bad way of kipul, not kipul rishon, on Shabbos, on Motzei Shabbos, do you have to go back and redo it to show that you really did it in a bad way? Do you have to go back and now refold your towels? And interestingly enough, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa is so same like this Marsham. If you read back, the same Malach and Membav, says, Motel Kapo Ko Begat Shalom Kipuku Vikipulu Akodem. He says, V'yachzer V'yekaplo Acharei Tzeisa Shabbos V'kipulo Rogel. But after Shabbos, you have to go ahead and fold it in its right way. However, over here in the footnote in Kufnun Dalit, he brings down Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach. He says, V'chein Shemati Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Shidlo, Zatzal, D'mistaber Shim Osa Kipul Otov, you do not do such a good job. V'akipul Arishon Otov V'nikr, and the Kipul Arishon is, what was the Svar of the Marsham? The Svar of the Marsham is, if you don't refold the Motzei Shabbos, and you keep it this way till the next Motzei Shabbos, your goof is saying that this is the way that I like this. This is the Tikkun of the Begin. The Tikkun of the Begin is that I'm doing it in this way. Says Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, not so fast. The fact that your creases are still there, and you didn't do it exactly on the creases, and therefore, that is gufa kilkul, he says. It would have been better to do it the right way. Einu ela kilkul velo tikkun, it's a kilkul, not a tikkun, and therefore you would not have to redo it on Motzei Shabbos to show that this is a kilkul. It's a kilkul anyways, and therefore, seemingly, one can make it not to go back and have to refold it on Shabbos. As we said before, the same thing with the mats. Why isn't this a problem of achana? Why don't we just say this is also a problem of achana? So what I understand is either you could say one of two things. I don't see this anywhere. Or you could say, number one, it's not covered for the towels to be wrapped up in a ball and put to the side. And therefore, cover the towels is telling you right now to fold the towels, do it in some normal way for cover to the towels, and therefore that's talk for Shabbos itself. Therefore, it's not really such a hachana. And it seems like Tosas himself could be relied, it seems like the Mordechai would say that even if she just tells us of a chana, this theory not a kipul rishon would be mutter. Meaning Tosos would say, just don't do it on its kipul rishon. That's more of a chana when you do it in this very smooth, direct way of doing it. Another way you could say it is that, I forget now. Okay, let's see. That's what I want to say. Thank you very much, Nati. You'd say that suddenly if you just fold your towels and not in such a meduyak way, you do it in a meduyak way, and you take your time, it's something you really think about, and you spend a lot of time on, that's a chana for the next day. What do you stop? After you're done, you take your towels, fold it up quickly, and you put it into your bag, it's something you don't even think about, you do it while you're talking to your friend, and therefore that could be under the category of Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, that we saw in Dinei Achana, we're talking about brushing your teeth on Shabbos, washing out the toothbrush would not really be a problem of a chana, since it's not really something you think about, it's not really a tircha, and there it's a tircha when you have to do very makban on it. When you're not makban on it, then it is not a tircha, and therefore it is mutter legamre to do. And on the side point, because the Mishnah Berurah talks about here, the next part of that Mishnah, making your beds on Shabbos, which is the din of a chana, since we're not going to really see the din of a chana be'ian, I thought it would be nice just to tangent for 2 minutes and talk about the dinam of achana. The dinam of achana and Shabbos are very important. You're not allowed to be mechin for after Shabbos. You're not allowed to do a physical activity. People make a mistake. When you're talking about doing something on Motzei Shabbos, this is really dinam that applied to Shin Vav. You're not allowed to talk about malacha that you're going to do on Motzei Shabbos. I'm allowed to say that I am going out with my wife Motzei Shabbos. That's mutter. As long as I don't say I'm going to get into the car and drive on Motzei Shabbos, that's fine. Because I'm not talking about doing malacha. I'm talking about going out, that's fine. That's fine. However, to talk about doing malacha on Motzei Shabbos, that is usur. People think you can't talk about Motzei Shabbos because that's a vachana. That's a chana because I talk about I'm going to do Motzei Shabbos. Might not be the best thing to be talking about on Shabbos, but that's not the problem of a chana. A chana means I do an action now that is really something that I only need for Motzei Shabbos. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here in Siv Katan Yotes. He says, Matzina Tamito Milelu Shabbos Shabbos. He brings down our Mishnah. In the middle of your test, he says you're allowed to make your beds from Friday night to Shabbos. You want to take a nap Shabbos afternoon, you're allowed to make your beds Friday night or Shabbos morning in order to sleep in the beds later on. But you're not allowed to make your beds on Shabbos in order to prepare for Motzei Shabbos because I did an action right now that's only going to be applicable for me Motzei Shabbos. Then he says a very important line. He says, Miko Moko. Im Hamita Omedes Bebeso. If your bed is in your house, he's meaning like it's in the middle of your living room. Vudaber Meguna. And it's disgusting. It's not nice that it should be undone on Shabbos. Mutter latzia, you can make up your bed to mikri tzarech Shabbos. This is gufa called a tzarech of Shabbos. And this is halach lamaisa. Lamaisa nowadays we're more finicky. And even if it's in your bedroom, if your wife is makin that this is going to ruin her Shabbos because the bed is unmade, and even though you're not planning on sleeping again in Shabbos, it will be mutter to make your bed because that is considered tzarech Shabbos. This is a very important Mishnah Berurah in terms of Hilchos Hachana. As in Hilchos Hachana really is brought more down in Simen Shin Kaf Gimel. In Simen Shin Kaf Gimel, it talks more about Din of Hachana over there in Sivav. It deals with the din that we talked about before of washing dishes on Shabbos. You're allowed to wash dishes on Shabbos if you're planning on still using these dishes on Shabbos. But so too, we could apply the same heter over here. Like I said, even if you're not planning on using the dishes on Shabbos, you're done with your dishes on Shabbos, you're not going to use these dishes, you're going to use paper goods for Shal Shittas anyways, you're not going to use them. But your wife or yourself doesn't like the fact that there's dishes in the sink, there's dishes all over the kitchen on Shabbos, it's ruining their onik Shabbos, it doesn't think it's covered Shabbos, it would be mutter also to wash your dishes in that matter also. Or you're having guests over and you're embarrassed about it on Shabbos, that's considered a tzarech Shabbos, and therefore that would not be considered a chana. And it would be mutter to do also on Shabbos. One other heter, important, what? Yes, and then once it's going to be mutter for you, it'll be a mutter for other people to do it also. Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa in Pirat Gid Beis, Halachas Beis and Gimel, bring down also very important in Din, tells of Achana, that is that if it's Monea Kilkul, if you're doing something now that is going to save from, prevent something for that's going to be a Kilkul later on, even though it's for Tzarech Motzi Shabbos, that is also mutter to do right now. Therefore, if you want to soak your dishes now, in order that the cholent does not stick to the pot and get all gross, and therefore it's going to be much more difficult to wash your dishes Motzi Shabbos, that is mutter to do right now to prevent it from sticking to your pots. But as I didn't know, as he says over there in the same halacha over there, in halacha gimel over there, he says, though, that's only if it is not stuck yet to the pot. If the cholent is already stuck and burnt solid to the pot, then he says that would be considered achana, because the kilkul is already done. You're not preventing a kilkul. Which is interesting to say, because everyone knows, if you soak this pot right now, it's going to help you a lot on Motzi Shabbos to make it a lot easier day of washing dishes. But over there, I did not see any kula over there. It sounds like over there, if the food is already stuck to the pot, then it would be usser. Okay, that is one din over here, in a side din over here. Last din, last 10 minutes over here, we'll deal to a case of you're walking to shul on Shabbos, and dirt gets stuck to the bottom or top of your shoe. And you need to get that dirt off your shoe, or this dirt stuck on the side of your leg. Can you get rid of this dirt on Shabbos? How do we get rid of this dirt on Shabbos? Okay, so there's really two sugyas that are important for us to know. The first, let's talk about what are the possible isurim involved over here. So one is the Gemara on Daf Kuf Mem Aleph Amud Beis. Kuf Mem Aleph Amud Beis tells us, Kufim Aleph Amud Beis says the following: Hahu Saba Sami Didechu Mekamei Adatani Rav Chia Ein Megardin Lo Mindel Chadash Lo Minel Yashin. You're not allowed to smooth out your Minel Chadash or Minel Yashin. What's going on over here? You're Megari the dirt from it with a blade of a knife, and it's smoothing out the leather. So by smoothing out the leather, when you're taking out this dirt with a blade of a knife, a fingernail, something that is going to be sharp, sharp and smooth, anything that's sharp and smooth that would possibly smooth out this dirt on Shabbos would be the problem of mimachik. We discussed this before, and the Beis Yosef explains this is only by something that is sharp and smooth like a knife or a fingernail. However, if it's using the ground, or the cement on the ground, or the wall, which is not so smooth, then you don't have to worry about the mamache, because it's not going to be psikresha. Your leather is not necessarily going to get smoothened out by this. It's not like over there, Maria Abuhav, brought in the Beis Yosef, says even by a wall or the cement would also be an isser of mamachik. However, the Beis Yosef says that would not be a problem of mamachik. So one issue is mamachik. When you're dealing with leather shoes, that would be one issue. A second issue, which is whether you're dealing with shoes or you're dealing with your skin, is if they have dirt and you have to wipe it off. So that's a sugya over here, Kuf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, is discussing the sugya of possibly two other isurim. It says over here in the bottom of Kuf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, not really at the bottom, sorry, about halfway through the page. It says, Amar Abaye, V'tema Rav Yehuda, Tit Shal Gabi Raglo, if you have tit on your leg, or for that matter on your shoe, be the same thing. Mekancho bekarko ve mekancho bekotel. You're allowed to wipe it off on the ground, but you're not allowed to wipe it off on the building, on the wall. Amarovo, my time of bekotel lo, mishum de mechzei kibona. So one problem over here is mechzei kibona. Abaye holds, if you wipe your shoe, the dirt onto the wall, it's like you're mosif on the binyan, and this is like binyan. Because it's going to stick there, it's going to stick to the wall, and it's like you're mosif on the binyan. Therefore, it's one shaila is going to be a binyan shaila. If I wipe my shoe on anything that is connected to a building, it'll be a shaila of binyan. Rava argues. And he says, ha binyan choklo? This is not really binyan. Elama Rava. Rava says the opposite. Mikan cho bekoto ve mikan cho bekark. You're allowed to wipe it on the wall, but you're not allowed to wipe it on the ground. Why? Deal ma'ati lashvuye guma. So if a gzera that we're kind of afraid, if you wipe the dirt on the ground, you're going to come to smoothen out the ground. There's going to be a hole in the ground. You're going to smoothen it out. If we're dealing with a hole in the ground in your house, a shvuye guma is a problem of binyan. If you're dealing with outside in the garden, then you're probably going to deal with an iser of choresh. Okay, either way, it's going to be choresh or binyan. He holds to do it on the ground is aser. To wipe it on the wall is mutter. Gemara goes on. He says, Itmar Marbade Ravina Mar Echadzevechadze Aser. Marbade Ravina holds, they're both Aser. Whether to wipe it on the wall, to wipe your shoe off on the wall, to wipe it off on the ground, they're both Aser because of Binyan, because of Choresh, either way. And Rav Papa Mar Echadzevechadze Mutter. And Rav Papa says, either one is going to be Mutter. He doesn't hold the Binyan Shaila, he doesn't hold the Shvi Gumo Shaila. Then we go back. According to Marbade Ravina, said that both is Aser. And you walk the shul, and you have dirt on your leg, you have dirt on your shoe. How do you get it off, Lamaisa? You take a beam, you take a stick. A man muksa stick, a non-muksa beam. If it's muksa, it'll be a problem. But as long as it's not muksa, you break off the dirt with the stick. Okay, so we have four shitas over here. Whether you have problems of a shvui gumos or mechzei kibona. Abaye says you have a problem with mechzei kibona by the wall. No shvui gumos by the ground. Rava says the opposite. It's mutter on the wall, no mechzei kibona, but it's aser on the ground, you have a chashash of a shvui gumos. Marduri and Ravina holds they're both aser, and only with a stick, to take it out with a stick would be mutter. And according to Baba, both are mutter. How do we paskin this machlokes? So, just like once again, four shitas in the Amurayim, okay, not all four shitas are paskin, three shitas in the Rishonim. The Rachanar Sugya, if you look at the Rachanar Sugya, about 10 lines before it gets wide in the Rach, he says, Tit, it's in bold in mind. He says, Tit sha'al gabi raglov, hilchusa kamar bere de ravina, de aser bein bekarka bein mekotel. He says, both are chashashas are aser, both are aser. This is the sheet of the Rach, to wipe it out on the ground, wipe it off on the wall, would be aser. The Bahag brought down in, I believe that the Rif also brought down a sheet like this, the Bahag brought down on the Rif, on Nun Ches Amabez, sorry, the wrong Marmakom says Nun Amabez. It's Nun Ches Amabez. The Rif brings down the Bahag, who paskins like Rava. Rava, therefore, he says to wipe it on the ground, that is a no-no, that's a problem of Ashwi Gumos. But to wipe it on the wall, that is gonna be Mutter. And then we have the Shita of the Rush and the Bala Ma'or. They paskin Lagamra Lakula, like Rav Papa. They say Rav Papa is the Basra over here. Therefore, we paskin Lakula to wipe it off on the wall, to wipe it off on the ground. You're not Kavanah, is not like this. It is going to be Mutter Lagamre to do such a thing. Okay? That is going to be completely Mutter. And as Rashi says, Echadzev Mutter, says, Ein derech miskavin mikach v'kayim alok Reb Shimon. And so we pass them like Reb Shimon. There's a davar shenu miskavin. It's not a psik resha, and therefore they want to say it is mutter. Okay, l'maisa. In sivav and ches in Shulchan Aruch, we pass them like this. In sivav it says tichal raglo o al minolav mikantcha bekotel aval lo bikarka. Tit that's on your foot or on your leg, you should wipe it off on the wall, but not on the ground. That's the sheet of Rava, who the Bahag paskin like. Yesh Mishomer, the Stam and Yesh Mishomer. Yesh Mishomer, Oser af bekotel, like the sheet of the Rach. Those are Oser af bekotel, meaning both of them are Oser. And then the Ramah says, the Yesh Mi Shemata B'Shneim, the Ramah passes like the Rush, that is both that are Mutter, you could also remove it using a little bit of cheres. So just like we had three shitas in the Rishonim, we have three shitas over here brought in Shulchan Aruch, two by the Mechaber, one by the Ramah, and we pass, and if you look in Mishnah Berurah, Kav Ches, he also brings on three shitas. He says, lean in Alacha. Since this is only a cheshash, the Rabbanan, it's near Kemetaki. It says, near Kibona. It's not for sure going to happen. Therefore, he says, "Milsa the Rabban passim lekula like the Ramah." He says, "V'yesh min achronim shesorim de nachal lahachver l'asar b'shneim." There's always the achronim who say like the rach to the aser like both them. V'nira de bekotel bevada yesh slis machal harik das mechaber shkain das rov rishon. Since rov rishon passim that bekotel is mutter, that's how he says that was one should do. So therefore, lemaisa better not to get into the shaila. Better to use a stick or use something that is not connected to the building and is not the ground to knock off your shoe. What you do is you can take it and knock your shoe against the wall and that will come down and won't get on the wall, it'll just fall to the ground. That lechoro should be mutter also. We also have to remember that this also should be the shiloh of Rabbeinu Peretz that we mentioned before. If it's going to be with dry dirt, then you have an impossible isra of toching. According to Sfardim, we said it could be Mekel. According to Ashkenazim, so if it's Vade going to happen, it's going to be a Psik Reisha. It's going to be a Psik Reisha, the dirt is going to crumble into little pieces, then one should be Machmer not to do it. But if it's not a Psik Reisha, you could do it in a way that it's going to still stay as a clump or it's a little bit wet, the dirt is a little bit wet, then you do not have to worry about Rabbeinu Peretz and you could take it off with your stick and the sword. And what about the Isra Mamachik? So in Ches, we saw ein megardin misakin of a sipar minal. You're not allowed to megard to rub hard with the blade of a knife or with your fingernail on your shoe. Bein chadash bein yashin b'neishik kolif or v'ayim machi, because you are kolif the or your kolif really means to remove the or. You're smoothing out the or over here, and therefore it's the iser of memachik. But as both Orchos Shabbos and Yud Gimel Tes Zayin and Yalkul Yosef over here in Shin Bey's Ha'ara Kaf Hey writes that this is only for sure if it's going to be a Psik Reisha. And even as Psik Reisha is hard, our Kavana is not like this, and our leather is already smoothed out beforehand, so it doesn't seem like there's going to be too much smoothing going on anyways. But anyways, so long as you're not going to press hard with the knife, press hard with your fingernail, you can do it a little bit gently, then it's not going to be a Psik Reisha, and therefore, with all these things it would be mutter to do, you would not have to worry about the Isser of Memachik. So these are a couple of tzaydinim. Therefore, you're going to shul, and you have dirt on your. First of all, if it's on your hands or your foot, you can use water to wipe it off. That is not a problem. We're not worried about the lash aspect. It's going to turn into a thicker mud. It's going to go down the drain. Don't worry about it. That would be mutter. To scrub it off. Then you have worry about possibly the iser of tochein. When it's on your skin, there's no problem of cleansing. There's no problem of libun. When it's on your shoe, then you have the problem of ashwi gumas and mechzik gubona. Careful with those things, not to mash a gumar to add on to the binyan with it. Just take it off with a stick. That's the best thing to do. If it's not muxer, take it off on the side of the staircase. Maybe it'll be easier to take it off. Those are the best ways to take it off. Just be careful with the tochein according to Ashkenazim and those things. I like. Okay.